Hey, it's Mike Matthews, the host of the longest-running self-produced daily podcast on planet Earth by a guy named Mike in the land of Ameritopica. Welcome to Mike's Daily Podcast, FFF episode 3173, broadcasting from Cafe Anyway in Podcastro Valleymont with a slightly different mic here today in Podcastro Valleymont. You know, I don't gamble. I mentioned that in the last podcast. I guess some things in life are a gamble, but I am not a gambler. I know these people. Oh, I can count the cards. Oh, I know when to use the machine and I make money. And those people I know that I call, well, this one guy I know who used to brag about, oh yeah, I count all the cards and all. Just a few weeks ago, he calls me up and says, Mike, I need you to loan me $20,000. Oh, don't worry, you'll get it back next month. I just need a loan for a couple of weeks. And for the loan, I'll give you $1,000 back when I give you back your money. Yeah, like I'm ever going to see that money again. This guy is a gambler. But some of you like to gamble. Legal sports books thrive and lawmakers target the illicit market. Americans are going to probably wager a record $30 billion on the NFL when the season is done. Americans are poised to bet a record-breaking amount, and that matches the combined cost of all the U.S. broadcasting rights, $30 billion. Yet any of the broadcasting media to carry those games, $30 billion. Sports betting has become a massive entertainment economy. There are industry leaders like DraftKings, Flutter Entertainment's FanDuel, I guess because fans like to duel each other. Take that! I'm the best! No, take that! Smack! I'm the best! There's also Caesars Entertainment, MGM's BetMGM. They are locked in a fierce battle over market share. Aggressive promotions, high-profile partnerships, and increasingly sticky mobile apps designed to boost user engagement and loyalty. I am seeing a lot of commercials. I don't have cable, but I will use through Amazon Prime. Go to a couple. Well, they offer certain the account that I have, the level that I have with Amazon. It means that I gotta watch some commercials because it's not the really expensive tier. So what I am seeing are commercials for these different betting, I guess, sports books, what they call them, these betting websites. And they try and get these people to look really cool, like, hey, what's up? Hey, you know, maybe some former athletes, they're hanging out at a bar. There's that going on. There's some good-looking people, let's just say, walking around in not much. So they're trying to get people. They're trying to get them in any way they can. Oh, and then they say the thing, if you're going to bet, if your first bet with us, we're going to give you $20 or some stupid thing like that. Like you're going to lose that in 5 seconds. The U.S. Department of Justice is going to crack down on illegal sports books, warning that unlicensed operations are siphoning off as much as $4 billion in tax revenue annually. Yet we're spending $30 billion in gambling. States are banking on legal gambling to fund key public services. As the NFL season goes on, all eyes will be on how the legal industry grows in all of this. With all the lawsuits going on, the people laughing all the way to the bank will be the lawyers. Well, we're not going to laugh all the way to the bank. We're going to laugh all the way to Cafe Anyway here in Podcastro Valley and start broadcasting from this wonderful, the last place on earth, this wonderful venue, the roadside shack that's slightly whack, and all the other names I've come up for it. Here we go. Let me get the door for you. Cafe Anyway. Welcome to Cafe Anyway.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Hello, it is Mike Matthews here. It is FFF episode 3173. I'm Mike Matthews.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
It is the show where I broadcast from a place called Cafe Anyway. And I have no hair on my head. I say to you, she drives me crazy like no one else. Fine Young Cannibals are lazy because they haven't put out an album in forever. Where'd they go? Roland Gift.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Where did Roland Gift go? Where's Roland Gift? I don't know. These are all questions for you.
Mike's.
And the Honey Deuce.
Daily.
What's a Honey Deuce?
Podcast.
Signature drink at the U.S. Open, which happened a month ago. Perhaps you heard about it. It cost $23 a pop. There were over 500,000 Honey Deuces sold at the U.S. Open. 556,782 to be exact. They made $12.8 million with these Honey Deuces. Do people just like to say the word deuces, like when they leave and they go deuces when they leave the room or they leave the Zoom or whatever it is? Hey, Zoom and room are the same word. Coincidence? The U.S. Open's official cocktail. It's the vodka. Let's see. Grey Goose, Honey Deuce. Oh, I see. Made with 1 1/4 ounces of Grey Goose vodka, 3 ounces of fresh lemonade. Well, just get rid of the vodka. Just have the lemonade. That's what's good for you. All that sugar in the alcohol. Oh, but you gotta also add a 1/2 ounce of premium raspberry liqueur. More sugar, sugar, sugar for you to get that diabetes at much too young an age. And garnished with a frozen honeydew melon ball. Well, why don't you just get the frozen honeydew melon balls? Honeydew.
And here's today's podcast picture.
A relatively easy fruit to handle. You scoop out a bunch, stick them in a Ziploc bag, and freeze them. Make some lemonade using perhaps a martini glass, a martini shaker, and then there you go. You don't need to add the alcohol. I don't get it. Maybe add a little, if you want, agave syrup, if that's your thing. The pastel pink drink, thanks to the raspberry and the... Maybe add a couple raspberries if this is what you want in your lemonade. The late, great Basil the Boxer would agree with me on all these thoughts and ideas that I have. I don't know if I ever went with him to where the podcast picture is, to Walnut Creek. I think we were close to there and... Lafayette. If you're in the South, it's Lafayette. But you know what it is that it's a bald head guy sculpture that they got in Walnut Creek. It's very interesting looking. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Mike's Daily Podcast here in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Ameritopica. We... that's right. It is the last place on earth. So
there's no evidence of that. I've not heard of it before. But
that's absolutely true. Don't argue with me, William Mitch McConnell. You got to talk really far back of your, like you're almost like Australian. You got to say Mitch McConnell. Oh, I am seeing on the video. I really got to shave this ugly beard off. Yeah. Aww.
How sweet.
I got to get this thing off. It's annoying. The video, by the way, you can find at mikesdailypodcast.com. Also, it is on twitch.tv/mikepodcast. But there is a link at mikesdailypodcast.com. And go to the website because I pay for it. And it'd be nice if somebody went to it once in a while. Oh, yeah. And also the podcast picture is there of this cool sculpture, if you don't know what I'm talking about. In Walnut.
Don't do that, Mr. President. It isn't cool.
No, you don't do that, Mr. President. Pat Robertson would scold him. We're talking about Trump. He was actually scolding, interestingly enough, in his first term. The late Pat. Now, even Serena Williams got into the hype with these honey deuces last year.
Poppy needs that sticky icky for his glaucoma. Yeah.
No, I don't think that's in the honey deuce. But yeah, I guess she sipped it on TikTok. Oh my gosh, why do people even go? I don't understand. I kind of looked around a little bit on TikTok today. I don't get it.
except for you young people that really want to see other young people because you hate old people
That's
so
enough.
Much.
Put down the mic.
I'm just saying. I know you love TikTok, Mr. President. Mr. President, you just don't do that. But he's got a big deal. It's a big deal. We got a big deal going on with the whole TikTok thing going on. I think, is it Oracle involved with that or Adobe?
It didn't go quite as planned. Watch here.
Uh-huh. Watch here. If you hear somebody on a podcast go, watch here, and you're listening to it, get really angry and go, watch where? I'm listening to you. I'm out walking the dog, listening to you. What am I watching? Am I watching that tree over there? What is he even?
They
okay.
will be met with fire, that, fury, and frankly, power,
good.
The likes of which this world has never seen before.
Thank you. Yes, please do that, Mr. President, with all those people that say those things on podcasts. That's annoying. Gold is at an all-time high. That's gold, Jerry. That's gold. A Costco bar bought a year ago.
Wow!
Check this out. Is worth now. Let's see. This sentence is not written very well. Perhaps I need to interpret it. Give me a moment. Pardon me. It says gold around...
I can't hear you. Press the button, you donut.
All right, I'm pressing the button now. Here we go. Gold around $3,549 a year ago. Oh, okay. So last year it was $2,679. Awesome. It's gone up $1,000 basically. If you would have bought a bar of gold, it costs $1,000 more to buy that bar of gold now at Costco. Isn't that crazy? That's awesome. And they,
Jackie.
I know slightly, and you know, they run out constantly. As we go outside a cafe anyway, where we bring you Mike's Daily Podcast, where we bring you Mike's Daily Podcast, where we cafe anyway. We're broadcasting from cafe anyway, somewhere in Podcastro Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Maricopa.
Anyway,
Podcastro Valley, Mont today. But yes, it is when I was about to leave a Costco. This was just a couple months ago, and I forgot to get the mayonnaise, and I went to that front desk area where they got the guy that handles things. He's like the floor manager.
He forgot his latte.
If he didn't have his latte, he'd be having a really hard day because there's a lot going on in those Costcos. And I say to him, can you get me a mayonnaise? I forgot to buy and I'll purchase it. He said, sure. No problem, sir. They're so kind. They get things done for you like that at a Costco. It's amazing. And then he goes, just 1 second. Do we have any more bars of gold? He yells to the guy in the back. Yeah, no, we just, this is the last one. I know. Kind of a not so interesting story for those of us who will never buy a bar of gold. But what do you do with it? You buy it, you take it home, hope nobody steals it. Then you try and sell it the next year and you get $1,000. Is that it? I don't know. But Amazon has cracked down on the Prime free shipping, sharing free shipping benefits with people outside their household. That made that story a lot more interesting when I did that little music thing with it. The change comes as Amazon's Prime signups in the U.S. fell short of last year's total.
We have a night to say?
No! Please. And its own targets, Jeff Bezos said no. This month, the company will require invitees with a little magic with the nose there who don't live with the account holder to sign up for their own Prime membership. I guess you got to live with the Prime holder. The account
now,
holder.
Of course, we only take Bitcoin and other cryptocurrency because we've all decided centralized banking is rigged, so we trust more in fly-by-night Ponzi schemes.
That makes total sense. Unfortunately, that's what a lot of people do.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Oh, sorry, ma'am. Here, let me help you. Because outside of Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcastro Valley, I guess there are lots of little holes here and there that you might fall into. Well, we don't want that to happen. We'll just do that. We don't want the lawsuits either. So, Michael, just help you out
Alexa,
of the holes.
Stop!
Oh, we having an issue? I say that all the time to my Alexa. That's the name of my girlfriend. The name of my girlfriend is lovely, lovely lady friend. But yes, you often have to tell Alexa
These
to stop.
Nuts! They're nuts! They know nothing!
nothing!
Because sometimes those Alexas don't know anything. And you have to ask the question 50 different times to find out who sang "Don't Leave Me This Way." Thelma Houston, please. Yes, I know the Communards also did it, and that's an awesome version, but come on. It would not give me the right answer. And then not band crossovers,
What in the world was that about?
I'm talking about brand crossovers. They're everywhere right now and getting weirder. Kate Spade, that company released crossbody bags in the form of giant Heinz ketchup packets. Urban Outfitters, is that still in business? Urban Outfitters used to do this cool thing, and I bought a hat from there. I bought a waste paper basket that I still have. That's a fancy name for a trash can, a little trash can.
Motivational speeches on Facebook and
Instagram. Oh no, not this
Instagram.
Person.
These things are so annoying. Hey guys, I just want to talk about goal planning today. I write down my goals every day.
Yeah, let's talk about goal planning. Oh, those people are annoying. And they're walking. Hey guys, want to talk to you. As they walk along. That's annoying. Are we going to get fed up with that and stop watching those on YouTube? I did eventually. There was a guy named what was the name of that?
All right, Mike, take care. Thank you. Good to see you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, wait, I was going to tell you the story about the carpetbagger guy. Okay. At first, I thought it was cool, his channel, because he'd go to all these places that I wanted to go. All these interesting, this is during COVID, lockdown. I'm not leaving the house. I'm all paranoid and everything. Yeah. Laugh at me. But then I'd watch this guy. He'd go all over the place to all these amusement parks, all these roadside attractions and things. And I thought that was pretty cool. Then he starts filming himself because he can't find any content, I guess, or he's running out of content. He's filming himself walking and talking into the camera as he's walking. And I'm thinking, what is he nuts? Because now one time he was walking on top of this dam in Canada, which I thought was kind of interesting. That's where he told the world that he's neurodivergent. And then I had to look that up, figure out what that was. But yeah. And then one time he was downstairs in his office, downstairs in his house. And that's when he told the world that he was getting a divorce. So I don't get that kind of. It's like, it's dilly-dilly is what it is. If you are watching this on twitch.tv, it's the same thing. This is why I would never put this video I'm doing here on YouTube. The YouTube video is just the audio of what you are listening to now with the podcast picture. I think that pretty much is all you need to see with this podcast. But that is Urban Outfitters, by the way, did have, as well as having really cool hats that I bought and waste paper baskets, they had this wonderful website that where you could download free music.
And do they always interrupt our snacking?
Oh.
You're a demon.
Don't interrupt our snacking if you're a K-pop demon killer person thingy. Hunter, demon, whatever. They stop demons. That's good. The world is there's a little bit less demons in the world thanks to them. Because we're so concerned about that right now. But Urban Outfitters released a back-to-school dorm collection that had Chipotle. They did it with Chipotle. It included a lamp shaped like a bag of chips.
America elected Donald Trump.
They did.
And yeah, the Russians helped.
The next part of that was, and the Russians helped. Remember those days? We used to remember that, and that's how Trump got elected, was because of the election, the Russians. And then Biden got elected and Trump said it was because of, who did he say manipulated the voting? He just said somebody.
Oh, yes. I know all about how to spot microaggressions and root out privilege.
The woke people. The woke people did it. They were rooting out microaggressions and stopped him from winning the election. Oh, boy. People and their theories. Okay. And then there is one other thing you can get with this Chipotle Urban Outfitters mashup, which includes a metallic blanket that lets you wrap yourself up like a burrito. Don't quite see the point of that.
but my cat.
You are fake news.
Fake news.
Well, I'm sorry you think that, but this is true stuff. This is another true story, is that my cat, Patches the cat, what he likes to do is he'll find a blanket anywhere on the bed, let's say, and he goes and wraps himself up like a burrito. It's fantastic to see a cat do that. And it's great. And you know what? It's even better is to have a quick little story to wrap things up.
In the very simplest way, the simplest definition of the word fellowship is two fellows in a ship.
Two fellows in a ship.
Y'all will get that. I was slow like that, too.
Oh, that's fantastic. Hey, we're outside a cafe anyway, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on Earth in the land of Meritopica. Look who's here. Hi, Mark. It's Benita the Rodeo Queen. How ya doing?
It's a disgruntled Philip Blair, tell you what.
What?
Remember when you used to do cassette cubbyholes?
Oh, I haven't done that in a long time. Even though, oh, I have to stop the video, by the way. Not that anyone cares on the audio, because my phone just died. I know. That's great. Great radio, as we used to say, meaning it was awful radio. So thank you so much, everyone, for bearing with me. But just letting you know, I do a little bit of video things that you can find at mikesdailypodcast.com. But yes, we used to do the cassette cubbyhole, covering all media, digital, video, audio, cassettes. And you can actually go to the cassette cubbyhole. It still lives there at mikesdailypodcast.com. Upper left-hand corner, click on that thing that says home, and you'll also see the interviews up there if you go to, right? Am I describing that correctly? Now, as most people go on their phones these days to check out websites, you'll see it up there when you first, it's at the top. Basically where home is, the word home, you click on it and you see interviews. And down at the bottom it says cubbyhole, and that's the cassette cubbyhole. Now, what's interesting about that is there are cassettes that I had that are the archives, basically, of what I used to do on the radio in the 90s and the early 00s and even some of the 80s. And you can hear all that stuff I did and the music that was popular at the time. It's kind of nostalgic and fun and a trip back in time. So you can check all that out at mikesdailypodcast.com as well. And there's an interview I did with Keith Urban, and I heard that Keith and Nicole Kidman have split up, are getting divorced. So that's fascinating to me, because I interviewed him before he was even dating Nicole Kidman, and he was just getting started out before he had all his big hit songs. Now, it's fun. That's one of the fun things when you're old like me, is you can go, oh, I remember I did that before that happened, and that kind of thing. And then the young people go, who cares? Or do they? I don't know. Maybe we'll find out from you. If you would like to call me, here's the number to call.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
And with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you so much for listening to this program that is called Mike's Daily Podcast.
Hello, I got my delicious root beer. You forgot to have me on the show. Oh, boy.
Oh, great. I love a little bit of root beer before I leave. I'll take it with me to go. I'm taking this mug with me. And, oh, it's delicious. Mm-mm. I'm not going to fake drink it. I'm actually drinking. Mm. So good. Thank you. Thank you so much, Brewmaster.
Yeah, drink right now, can't you?
I won.
Been in the vent all the time by myself, working on the root beer in the basement. It takes a lot of time and it's really difficult for me to do. I get a little bit upset because it's all me doing all the work all the time. Drink right now, could you?
Oh, you will never, ever, ever have a career in singing.
Okay. So glad we got that part in to the end of the podcast. Take it away, Avon.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.